This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The official COVID-19 death toll has crossed 450,000 in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Daily deaths remain stubbornly high, more than 3,000 each day. But after new cases hit a peak just after the holidays,
somewhere next week, perhaps a week after, we will start seeing deaths come down.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells the AP it's good news that hospitalizations and case numbers are down, but she worries Americans may offset the trends by relaxing and coming together, like this weekend on Super Bowl Sunday. The fight against the virus may soon get a boost. Johnson & Johnson has asked federal regulators to clear the world's first single-dose vaccine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Johnson & Johnson's application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration followed its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. South Africa has secured enough COVID-19 vaccines for at least 26 million people and knows where it will get the remaining doses it needs, the health minister said Friday. It plans to start inoculation soon after receiving its first million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the Serum Institute of India this week. It aims to vaccinate two-thirds of its population to reach herd immunity. The Czech Republic may consider using vaccines not registered in the European Union to speed up vaccinations, the Czech Prime Minister said Friday. This is VOA News. A Palestinian was shot dead Friday inside a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank that he infiltrated overnight, sources from both sides said. The 34-year-old family man and Palestinian finance ministry employee was gunned down by settlers, the official Palestinian news agency reported. Palestine civil affairs minister condemned the killing, saying on Twitter it had come after settlers had seized the man's land and moved caravans onto it. The Israeli army said he had been neutralized by a guard in a farm that he had infiltrated and that no weapons were found in his possession. Detectives in the west of Scotland have launched an investigation after two women were killed and a man died in a car crash soon after. A 39-year-old woman was discovered in the parking lot of a hospital southwest of Glasgow about 7:45 p.m. Thursday. She died at the scene despite medical treatment. About 20 minutes later, a 24-year-old woman was found stabbed in a street in the town. She died at the hospital. And a 40-year-old man was found dead around 8:30 p.m. after a car crash nearby, police said. Officers quickly ruled out a link to terrorism, but the hospital was put under lockdown for several hours. Russia Friday announced the expulsion of diplomats from Sweden, Germany, and Poland, accusing them of taking part in illegal protests last month against the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The foreign ministry said in a statement that Moscow considered the actions of the diplomats unacceptable. Meanwhile, the Russian opposition leader Navalny has appeared in a Moscow court for the second time this week, this time on a charge of defaming a World War II veteran. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The politician, who was ordered earlier this week to serve 2 years and 8 months in prison, criticized the hearing as a disgusting PR trial intended by the Kremlin to disparage him. Navalny is being charged with defamation after he slammed people featured in a video promoting the constitutional reform that allowed an extension to President Vladimir Putin's rule as corrupt stooges and traitors. The authorities maintain that Navalny's comments denigrate the honour and dignity of a World War II veteran featured in the video. If convicted, Navalny faces a fine or community service. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several hundred teachers and students protested at a Myanmar university Friday as the military widened a dragnet against the officials ousted in a coup that has drawn global condemnation and the threat of new sanctions. The rally took place after the arrest of Win Thien, a key aide to de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has not been seen in public since being detained along with the president Monday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.